Would also like to quickly go to another person we have on the line, and that would be Yuri Sharanovkov, excuse me, joining us from North Ossetia. Yuri, thanks for joining us. What can you tell us about the situation on the ground in North Ossetia?
Good morning. In the Russian Federation, the International Committee of the Red Cross estimates that at least 12,000 people fled to North Ossetia from South Ossetia. And we mostly speak about women, children, and elderly. And around half of these people who fled to North Ossetia have managed to contact the relatives they left behind by telephone or by the other means. At this stage, the International Committee of the Red Cross in North Ossetia is providing the hospitals in North Ossetian towns with kits for treatment of war-related wounds, and we already provided six kits for five hospitals in North Ossetia that are good for treatment of roughly 150 wounded patients.
All right. I want to thank you for giving us that update, Yuri. No, it's tough over there. Thank you so much. That is Yuri Shafarenko. He is a communications delegate for the International Committee of the Red Cross, and he is talking to us. He was talking to us from North Ossetia.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.